Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the wild things. The monarch butterfly is likely the best-known butterfly in North America due to its 3 to 4 inch wingspan, striking burnt orange wings that are accented by bold black markings, its abundance, and its occurrence throughout North America. The popularity of the monarch is also due to its migrations and the enormous concentrations of monarchs that can be seen in fall in coastal areas such as Southwest Florida. The showy white and black and yellow ringed caterpillar of monarchs and the narrow preference of monarch caterpillars for feeding primarily on the leaves of milkweed also contribute to our fascination with this butterfly. The monarch story is further enhanced by understanding of the protection monarchs gain from predators by consuming noxious chemicals of milkweed and the assumed protection that viceroy butterflies gain by mimicking monarchs. What often isn't considered in the monarch story is that the monarch's survival is enhanced by its choice of milkweed on which to lay its eggs. Many butterfly eggs and caterpillars are destroyed by plant-munching animals such as rabbits and deer, and these animals avoid milkweed because of the noxious chemicals it contains. Thus, monarchs benefit from their choice of milkweed even before their eggs hatch. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. It's easy to tell a male monarch butterfly from a female. If it's a male, you'll see a dark spot centered on a prominent black vein on each hind wing. These spots are scent glands that attract females for mating. Females lack such spots. Within hours of mating, a female monarch lays her eggs one at a time and usually on different milkweed plants, thus reducing the potential for all of her eggs to be lost to a predator and also helping to assure that each caterpillar has an adequate supply of food. A monarch egg is creamy white, delicately ridged from its base to its rounded tip, and attached to the underside of a leaf. Most eggs hatch within 2 weeks into a tiny caterpillar that eats nonstop for another 2 weeks. Then the 2-inch caterpillar crawls away from its milkweed to a sheltered spot, where it transforms into a greenish chrysalis studded with tiny spots of metallic gold. Within another 2 weeks, a new monarch butterfly emerges from the chrysalis. A newly emerged female monarch drinks nectar, mates, lays her eggs, and dies within about 2 months. A male may live a bit longer. In fall, mating is delayed, and monarchs migrate and survive through the winter. These monarchs mate in the wintering area and die after laying their eggs in spring. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Monarch butterflies characteristically lay their eggs on the leaves of milkweed plants, and their striking black and white and yellow caterpillars grow up on a diet of milkweed leaves. Many milkweeds contain chemicals known as cardiac glycosides, potent chemicals that affect the heart of many animals that might eat a monarch. Monarchs gain some protection from predators as a result of cardiac glycoside levels that build up in their wings and body. However, not all milkweeds contain these chemicals. Thus, some monarchs are not toxic, but are still protected because they look the same as the majority that do have cardiac glycosides in their system. Over time, cardiac glycoside level declines in butterfly tissues, and in wintering areas, some birds feast on monarch butterflies. Monarch butterflies are easily attracted by planting milkweeds almost anywhere in North America, but they can also be attracted by planting other nectar-producing plants. During an adult monarch's brief life, it gains energy by sipping nectar from a diversity of flowers. Lantana, salvia, and firebush are among Florida nectar-producing plants they favor. Monarchs can be found in South Florida year-round, where a diversity of nectar-producing plants assures them a continuing supply of food. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Among the most popular of migrant animals are monarch butterflies, but the true nature of their migrations is not so well known. The term migration correctly refers to a two-way movement, going someplace and returning, such as many of our birds that migrate to the tropics for the winter and return to North America to nest. Monarchs do qualify as migrants, but the monarchs that return each spring to most of North America are not the ones that left the previous fall. Each fall, monarchs leave most areas, those in the west migrating to an area of Monterey cypress in coastal California, and those from eastern North America migrating to mountain slopes west of Mexico City. In these areas, the climate and habitat are perfect for monarchs to conserve energy for their northward journey in spring. Millions of monarchs cling to tree branches in a grand show of monarch glory. In spring, monarchs begin their return trip, but most only travel part way, stopping to breed. It's their offspring that continue the northward journey. Each successive generation wings a bit farther north until by summer, monarchs have spanned the continent. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson. Hi, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson, out with the Wild Things. Monarch and viceroy butterflies are not close relatives, but are similar in appearance. Both are a burnt orange in color with prominent black veins in the wings. Viceroys average smaller than monarchs and are easily distinguished from monarchs by a prominent black line that crosses each hind wing, paralleling the trailing edge of the wing. Monarchs lack that line. These two butterflies have often been hailed as an example of mimicry that gains an advantage for the viceroy. Years ago, it was demonstrated that birds do not like the taste of monarch butterflies, and once they had tried one, they would avoid other monarchs and also viceroys. As a result of more recent research, we know today that the story wasn't quite accurate. Viceroy butterflies also contain chemicals that taste bad and are rejected by birds. This can still be considered a case of mimicry, however, just another kind of mimicry. Since both butterflies taste bad, a predator that tries either learns to avoid both. Both the viceroy and the monarch thus benefit from their shared color pattern. With the Wild Things is produced at the Whitaker Center and the College of Arts and Sciences at Florida Gulf Coast University. For the Wild Things, I'm Dr. Jerry Jackson.